Well, welcome to Backstage with Jeffrey Morrissey. As you know, we're at the media tent. We're with WERS. It's Boston Calling. What you might not know is that we have Nathaniel Ratliff of Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats and Joseph as well joining us. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
I'm great.
Lovely. Beautiful weather.
It is a much different change from yesterday. I cannot wait to see your set. Who have you guys enjoyed today or who are you looking forward to?
We only have got to see Kevin Morby's solo set, which was fantastic.
It was in a hockey arena and there were about 20 people there and it was pretty sweet.
Ah, there you go. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we rushed over to try to catch a set and missed it, so, you know.
As the way festivals go. But I was telling you guys earlier, I really can't wait for this. I've seen you guys at a couple festivals. We're going to make the time to be there today. But can you remember the first festival that you ever played or the first festival you ever attended?
Trying to think.
Boy, man. All kind of runs together at this point.
I'm sure.
There's a brewery in Colorado called New Belgium, and they would do festivals, and we went to Boise, Idaho, and played a festival with them. Yeah,
called Tour de Vat, I believe, is their festival.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then, so, one of the things that you guys are known for as a band is the live show. So, Nathaniel, I have to ask, and Joseph, where'd you get your energy? Nathaniel, where do you learn to dance?
My mom taught me some dance when I was a kid. I mean, I always really liked dancing. But yeah, it's mostly just a Red Bull before you go out there, a shot of espresso.
Caffeine is a really great teacher, isn't it?
Yeah. Caffeine's a hell of a drug.
Exactly. Retweet. So you guys have had just sort of a skyrocket rise to fame with the self-titled album that debuted on Concord. Amazing record. How do you guys keep grounded now that you're sort of one of those bands that draws out thousands upon thousands of people at these festivals?
We just keep working. I don't know how grounded we are.
We try to exercise together every day. That helps.
Huh. You wouldn't notice by our figures, but yeah.
Same. I can relate to the struggle. What do you guys do when you head to the gym?
Various things from biking, swimming, boxing. Luke, our guitar player, Luke Mossman, does these weird, ridiculous exercise routines. So.
Yeah, we call them jump around exercises. You don't really need any apparatus, so often during load-in at a club, we'll be out on the floor, and we'll have our front-of-house guy play, you know, like, what's the song he always plays?
Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, you know, and there's four out-of-shape dudes jumping around in the middle of a venue in the middle of the day. It's quite a sight.
Well, you guys have been playing for a while. How did you find your sound as a band? Because it went through a lot of different iterations. How did you kind of arrive at, you know, the signature sound that you're known for now?
Really, it was just kind of a fluke. It was something I wanted to do for a long time, and finally figured out a way to write songs that way, and yeah, that's kind of it. Yeah. So.
Well, there you go. What would be some advice that you would have for people that are trying to figure out where their musical sort of stylings, where they fit?
Just keep playing and try to be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, sage advice. So, in SOB, one of the things in that song is, you know, get me a drink. I have to ask, what drink are we getting you? What is your go-to cocktail for the two of you guys?
I think this is Jack Daniels and soda water. It'd be my go-to, but then we're on a bit of a tequila phase there for a while, but I think I've had enough of that for a few months at this point.
Yeah, tequila gets old quick. But you guys have been touring this record for, about 2 years now, two or three?
Yeah, I think last year we did over 260 shows, or 260 days on the road.
Wow.
So really we've just been kind of working while the work was there to be had, and we've just been working with Richard Swift to make our next record. So, yeah.
Now, how has your perception of the album changed as you've been sort of going out to play it?
My perception of the album is still the same. I still like the songs. I'm really proud of it and how it sounds and, you know, the kind of energy we put into making it. And yeah, I'm just always surprised it's done as well as it has.
Now, who do you think would do a really good job covering the album? Like, if you could hand it off to another band, who would knock it out of the park?
Rascal Flatts.
Oh my God, that'd be cool.
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock?
Yeah.
There you go. I will give you guys the edge over Kid Rock any day. Do you guys have a song that you wish that you wrote that maybe you could add on to the record? Like a song you could take and make it your own?
There's a lot of songs out there I wish I wrote. You know, we cover a handful of songs by the band, but, you know, that kind of thing.
No, totally, totally. And this will be my last question for you guys. I know you got a busy day. Who are you listening to right now? Who's been spinning in the bus?
Andy Schaaf.
Amazing record.
The Party and his previous record, Bearer of Bad News. Kevin Morby's Singing Saw. What else?
This Ethiopian pianist on this record called Ethiopique. It's really gorgeous, very simple.
I can't say her name, though.
I cannot say her name at all.
Yeah. But check out Ethiopique. I've been listening to a lot of that. I don't know. What else?
Well, our keyboard player, Mark Schusterman, he's been doing a lot of Spotify playlists. He tries to do, I think he's doing a thing called 10 a week. Wow. And puts up 10 new songs every week that he's really into. So I've been taking a lot of cues from him, from what he's been listening to.
I haven't figured out how to work Spotify yet, so I just keep buying records. So.
Keep buying records. If you know how to work Spotify, type in Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, familiarize yourself with the debut album, and look forward to new music soon. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time today. It was an absolute honor.
Hey, you bet. Thank you.